Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. I'm just commenting on some rather shocking news that Sir Geoff Donaldson has stepped down as leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, and that's because he is facing a rape charge. Wow. So I never saw that one coming. That's coming out of a clear blue sky. So Sir Geoffrey, who's one of the more credible politicians in Northern Ireland and has been in charge of that party for 3 years, this is temporary. You know, Gavin Robinson has stepped up to be leader for the time being. But should Sir Geoff be acquitted, then he can resume that mantle. He's been suspended from the party, and he's also been suspended from the Orange Order, of which he's also a member. So this is something which is historic, as it's going back decades. So he was someone who appeared to have a very orderly private life. He's a church-going Christian. He likes to emphasize he's a family values man. He's very conventional because, you know, Northern Ireland attitudinally is obviously a generation or two behind Great Britain, particularly the metropolitan areas. And the DUP, they tend to be quite Victorian until quite recent times, that, you know, you should get married, you should have like two or three children, and divorce, whilst not the end of the world, is very much not to be encouraged. Homosexuality was something that they didn't approve of, didn't call for it to be criminalized, and so on. Having children out of wedlock, they might have tutted at that, and so on. And they were decidedly straight-laced. Anyone, even if you're very free-spirited, any decent person would say rape is an abhorrent thing, but would have thought it'd be the least likely person to be accused of this. But we can see, obviously, I'm not, you know, saying that it couldn't be true or anything like that. I have no idea the particulars of who he allegedly did this to and when and so forth. So he's been charged with that crime and he will stand trial. He was indeed arrested yesterday by the police service of Northern Ireland, and the woman was allegedly his accomplice. So what a shocker. So he's been in politics for decades. He's sort of the longest serving politician in Northern Ireland. He comes from a Protestant family in Kilkeel, a fishing village in County Down. I've been there, in fact. He's the eldest of eight children. So he grew up in a family with rather little money, and they were straight down the line unionists. He left school. He did not pursue higher education. And he was he in the IUC Reserve, or was it the Ulster Defence Regiment? The IUC, Royal Ulster Constabulary, that was the police in Northern Ireland. People were full-time officers. Then there were reservists who did their normal job as a farmer or a postman or a shop assistant or whatever, and would do 1 or 2 days a week or whatever in the IUC. And he said he also joined the Orange Order at the same time. The Orange Order being an organization which Protestants would join, specifically to promote Protestantism and loyalty to the British monarchy. But by that meant being part of the United Kingdom. And they said they were only loyal to the House of Windsor so long as it would remain Protestant. Were the Windsors to convert to Catholicism or Orthodox Christianity, for instance, then that would be the end of their allegiance to them. So he served valorously in the IUC, which I know the IUC was abominated by some people in Northern Ireland. And it's possible that he faced the possibility of being killed because terrorists, the Irish National Liberation Army, the Irish Republican Army, they were killing police officers whenever they could, on duty, off duty, armed, unarmed, and so on. And even if they retire, they might still be bumped off. So he was willing to take that risk to serve the public. He was also the election agent for Enoch Poll. John Enoch Poll was one of the most contentious British politicians of the late 20th century, Conservative MP for Wolverhampton South West, and later left the Conservative Party and joined the Ulster Unionist Party. He wasn't from Northern Ireland, he's from Birmingham, and he represented South Down, that constituency, for a while as an Ulster Unionist. But he was a bogeyman for the left in the United Kingdom, partly because of his appalling racialist screeds against immigration. So Donaldson, he was elected to this toothless Northern Ireland assembly in the 1980s. That folded very quickly. At 23, his youngest ever member of it. And then later, he was elected a member of the Legislative Assembly. He was in the Ulster Unionist Party, but he split with them because he opposed the Good Friday Agreement. But he didn't actually leave the Ulster Unionist Party for several years. And he finally took the next logical step, and he joined the Democratic Unionist Party. He'd been a thorn in the side of David Trimble, who just died last year. Trimble, Lord Trimble, as he ended up, was the very brave Ulster Unionist leader who did sign the Good Friday Agreement and took an awful lot of flack from his supporters, lost at least a third of his voters. But Donaldson then ended up accepting and implementing the very agreement that he'd railed against so much. So Geoffrey Donaldson, even though he led the DUP, he didn't become First Minister of Northern Ireland. And the DUP's deputy First Minister is that lady Emma Little Pengelly, is her and Michelle O'Neill, a female dumvirate, or shall I say, I don't know, dummulierate. Okay, so we shall see what the outcome of this is going to be. Of course, there could be complete exoneration, vindication, and he could take up this mantle again. But, you know, they say that mud sticks, even were he to be acquitted, there might be a question mark over his reputation. He's been in politics for a very long time. He's in his early 60s. And so he's quite young. He was elected to Parliament in 1997 and subsequently the Northern Ireland Assembly. He had the double mandate. It was quite possible you were allowed to be in the House of Commons and in the Northern Ireland Assembly at the same time and draw the two salary for the two. And there were people like John Hume who did the triple. He was elected to the European Parliament and the House of Commons and the Northern Ireland Assembly. What a fat salary he got. Got the late Reverend Ian Paisley likewise. So what else about Donaldson? They sent shockwaves through the Northern Ireland politics. And he always came across as faintly dim. There was something about his tone of voice, something missing there, sort of unanalytical, a bit childlike. In his manner of speaking, but he'd been there in politics so long, that's why he finally got the top job. They briefly elected a complete nincompoop called Edwin Poots, whom the parliamentary party couldn't work with, and who was booted out after about a month. So there is Donaldson, who's at least a bit more polished and seasoned than some of the backwoodsmen. But yeah, we shall see. Is the party, whether Donaldson comes out of this trial smelling of roses or not, the party may well be moving leadership onto a new generation. And they suppose they need new ideas. They need outreach because their voter base is almost exclusively Protestant. The Alliance Party, the Ulster Unionist Party, they have a significant number of Catholics voting for them, but the DUP very few. Remember, it was founded in 1970 by the Reverend Ian Paisley. He said he was definitely anti-Catholicism, but not anti-Catholic. And obviously, people my age and older haven't completely forgotten that. So if you're a Catholic, even if you want to belong to the United Kingdom, you might find it difficult to bring yourself to vote for the DUP. And, you know, they are associated with a sort of moribund organization, the Orange Order, the other loyal orders, which have got very few young people joining them. Goodness. Anyway, we shall see what the outcome is. This is going to be. What do you think of Sir Geoffrey Donaldson? He was knighted a few years ago, the first leader of the DUP to be awarded a knighthood by her late Britannic Majesty. So thank you so much on my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye-bye.